Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Starting in June, the state agency that oversees Massachusetts health reform will have a new leader. The agency is the Connector, which helps people without insurance sign up for coverage. To talk about what changes Massachusetts residents can expect, we turn now to WBUR's health and science reporter, Sasha Pfeiffer. Good morning, Sasha. Glad to see you.
You too. Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk about why the Connector's current executive director, John Kingsdale, is leaving first. He's headed the agency since it was created in 2006.
Right. And during that time, the Connector has gotten more than 97% of all state residents insured. Its next big job is to integrate state health reform with the new national health reform law. And Kingsdale says he thinks someone with fresh eyes and fresh energy would be better off tackling that tough work ahead.
What makes that work so tough since Massachusetts already has health reform in place?
Well, the way Kingsdale described it to me is that staying on was going to be a lot like re-enlisting. It's going to take several years to blend the state and federal plans, and that means reviewing all the reforms already in place in Massachusetts. Basically, Kingsdale just didn't want to commit to another tour of duty. He says somebody with a new perspective should have a turn.
We know who that somebody is. That somebody is Glenn Shore, who works on healthcare policy now for Governor Patrick.
That's right.
So what will it take to get state health reform in line with national legislation? And I ask because state health reform was in many ways the model for the federal law. Are there a lot of differences to work out?
Well, it's true the two laws are a lot alike, but even though the models are similar, the specifics are often different. Kingsdale has this great analogy. He says, while the other 49 states have to start from scratch doing health reform, because remember, only Massachusetts already has a health reform law. So he says, while the other states are starting from ground zero, Massachusetts is basically doing a renovation.
What we're going to need to do in Massachusetts, it's like living in a building and rehab it that you built and rehabbing it while you're living there to federal specifications.
Kingsdale said rehab. What are the rehabs the state has to do?
He figures there are about a half dozen areas where Massachusetts will have to resolve some major policy issues in its law that don't match the federal law. Then there will be hundreds of minor changes.
Can you give us an example of the major ones?
Sure. One good example is the penalty that Massachusetts residents have to pay if they can afford health insurance, but they don't get it.
That's the annual fee people are charged if they have the means to buy insurance, but decide it's cheaper to pay the penalty rather than pay the premiums.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
And that penalty started at about $200 a year, right?
Right. Just about. It started at $219 a person in 2007. It goes up a little every year. Now it's about $1,000 a year. But under federal law, that penalty would actually start much lower. It would be just $95 in 2014.
So how's the state going to square that? Because $95 is a lot lower penalty than $1,000.
Yeah, it has a few options. Here's Kingsdale explaining one of them.
If we were to simply say, okay, let's just defer to the federal penalty, all of a sudden our penalties would drop from over $1,000 in 2013 to $95 in 2014 and then ramp up again in subsequent years.
What are the other options?
Well, the state could decide to keep its higher penalty, or it could come up with some kind of compromise. These are the kind of conflicts Massachusetts is going to have to resolve.
So does Kingsdale think Massachusetts will have an easier or a harder time implementing the federal law, considering we have a state plan to blend it with?
Well, he thinks that even though our state law will need some changes, Massachusetts actually has an edge over the other states.
I think politically it's going to be far more challenging in some other states that frankly don't see near universal coverage as the top or even one of the top five priorities in their own state agenda.
In terms of Kingsdale's future, he's hinted that he wants to work for President Obama on national health reform. You think that's possible?
Well, he told me that at this point, he thinks it's unlikely he'll end up working for Obama. But he did say he's been talking to venture capitalists, to academic deans, and to both for-profit and non-profit consulting firms.
That doesn't exactly narrow down what he's going to do.
No, it doesn't. He's definitely casting a wide net.
WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer, health and science reporter. Thanks a lot for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.